First up is Spin Town and Company with Ancient Blunders. I'm going to go first for this one, and what I quite like about this is I really appreciate when somebody chooses a theme for all of Spin Tunes or all of whatever competition they're in and they stick to it. Like, I don't even really care if I like all the songs so much, I just appreciate somebody sticking to a theme. Like, last time my theme for Spin Tunes was steal a Taylor Swift lyric and put it in every song. And sometimes it got picked up on and sometimes it didn't, but I had fun doing it. And it goes to show that the person who is writing the songs cares more about their songs than they do about winning the competition, which is the best way to write songs as far as I'm concerned. And I like that they've done that, and I like that they're writing songs for themselves, because if they've read any of my reviews so far, they would know that I just hate this genre of music so much. And it's like they're writing a song for them, they're not writing a song for me, which I think is good. Yeah, I don't love the nasally singing, don't love the genre. I didn't particularly like the line, afraid that each sound would cause us to be found. There's something grammatical about the structure of it that is really clunky. Like, it would be better perhaps if it was, would mean that we'd be found or would lead to us being found, something that just makes more grammatical sense than what was written. But they've tried to write it so that it fits a certain amount of syllables and made a bad sentence as a result. But I like that they are enjoying making their songs.
So you like their spirit, but not the song itself. How does how does that translate when it comes to rankings, you think?
It's probably not going to rank super high. I haven't actually done my rankings yet. I don't like to do the rankings until I've done the reviews, because often I change my mind when I'm doing the reviews. But yeah, it's not going to be super high. And going back to whether this should be in or whether the other song, the Glennie songs, definitely not secretly not something Glennie song should be in. Like, neither of them would have made my top, so I didn't particularly care about which one came back in.
Yeah. This round is one of those terrible rounds where we have 13 songs and 9 of them are not going to make it, which
nine
is bonkers.
Losers.
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to end up being what 32 losers total. So last round was tough enough where there were really good songs that I was like, wait, how did that get eliminated? And then I look at my own ranking of it and it's like, oh, because everybody that didn't put them in the top 13 got eliminated. So yeah, real tough. This was very genre specific 80s butt rock, and it's big hair and leather and makeup and tights, and that's all fine. But it's very, very much what it is. And it's 80s hair metal about Minecraft. And I'm sure it's full of Minecraft references that I don't understand. And they might be the best, cleverest Minecraft references imaginable. But if they go over my head, then they're lost on me. And I don't have time to try to catch up on 15 years of Minecraft lore just to understand this song. So, you know, I'm sorry, this was very well performed and it was very well produced and it was very clean and professional and, yeah, just performed extremely well, but it is not for me. And when I say that it is not for me, I mean it's not for me on pretty much any level, which is a shame because, again, it was done very skillfully.
Yeah, I had the same take, essentially. This is about the lore of Minecraft, I think, and it's probably about some of the first Minecraft people battling hostiles and powerful bosses and crafting and building and exploration and that kind of stuff. I don't get a clear sense that the narrator's personality or opinion is different than the opinion of the songwriter. If anything, I think the narrator and the songwriter are in complete agreement that Minecraft is fucking awesome. So, you know, I'm not really getting how they address the challenge, and it doesn't really matter. The thing that I'm conflicted about in this song is that this is so pitch-perfect 80s glam rock. Like, they just nailed all the details from the squealing guitars and the tap solos and the pounding drums. It's really impressive in how it nails the genre, but it's also awful because it's highly derivative of a genre of music that at one point was massively popular and oversaturated in my consciousness. So I hate this music. Passionately. So as impressive as it is in its mimicry, it's a huge fail in both terms of the challenge and my personal ability to enjoy it.
Yeah. I didn't like hair metal back then, and I still don't like it now. Like, I was never a fan. I never oversaturated myself with it. I just dislike it in my bones.
And this is an excellent example of what it was. And so excellent that we've heard this song before.
Right?
You know,
it's Winger or Rat or Poison or...
Yes. Dokken or... Well, maybe not Dokken. I don't know.
Could be Whitesnake. I don't know. And I'm sure there's gradations on all of those bands. And someone who really knew would say, Whitesnake, you fool! You know nothing of Whitesnake!
Yeah. Put that on my epitaph. Nothing of Whitesnake.
You could say that about me, and it would be true. Like, I know nothing about Whitesnake.
All right, okay, we've hit this enough. Let's move on.